The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher V'Chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Pe Aleph. Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihanu Ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fuah Shelema Yosef Ben Sarah. Rachel Bat Sarah. Inna Refana Lahim. Betor Shar Choli Amo Yisrael. Amen.
This daf is being studied in honor of Musa and Shela Gindi. Hashem Mishmirem V'Hayim. Dedicated by Yossi, Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu, Tezku L'Mitzvot.
We begin today's daf on Daf Pe Amud Bet, and we are five lines from the bottom, starting from the Gemara. Iba'ilehu. Gemara has a question. Shomeret Yabam Shemeta. Okay, Shomeret Yabam died. Mi Kovra. Okay. To whom is the obligation to pay for the burial? Now let's just think it out ourselves a little to understand what the dynamics of the question is. The two sides could be, well, the Yavam. Mm-hmm. Even though she's a Shomeret Yavam, but could be already the Shamud is on the Yavam for whatever reason, we'll see why. And then he's got to pay for the burial. The only other option would be her father's side, which means her father has to pay for the Ketubah. Now the Gemara has to explain, why would I think the Yavam pays for the burial? And why would I think that her father pays for the burial? What's the two sides? So the Gemara says, Yorshea Baal Kavrila. Well, I could say Yorshea Baal, that's the Yavam, that Yorshea Baal, the heirs of the husband. Why? Dekai Yarte Ketubah. Because they inherit the Ketubah, which means when she died, now, who gets the ketubah? Well, it's on the husband's estate, because he didn't pay the ketubah yet. Okay, right? Let's review the case. Okay, the lady was married. Husband died. Husband died now. Now she's Shomeret Yabam. She didn't get paid the ketubah yet, because Shomeret Yabam doesn't get paid the ketubah yet. Then what happens? She died. Mm-hmm. That money that's designated for ketubah, who gets it? It stays by the yorshim of the husband. Yeah. And therefore, since the law is that the one that the rabbis instituted, that since the yoresh are ketubah, they obligated them to pay for burial expenses. Mm-hmm. We learned earlier, right, kiburata tahat ketubata, which means since a normal, let's say a regular husband, so still a regular case, regular husband has to pay for burial expenses. Why? Because he has an advantage in the event that his wife dies, so he takes the ketubah. And whatever's in the ketubah, all those payments and all those nechasim, go to him. So for that advantage, they obligate him to pay for the ketubah. So therefore, if you look at it that way, since the heirs of the husband are really being yoresh the ketubah in this case over here, so therefore they should pay for the burial. Or do you say, or dilma, or you're going to say yoresh av kavrila? Why? Which means we learned, according to, let's say, Bet Hillel, in our Mishnah, in the previous day, we learned that Nechsim Milog by Yashomeret Yabam goes to the father. So you could argue that maybe this case is different than a regular marriage. In a regular marriage, the husband is yoresh everything. The husband is yoresh the ketubah, nechsim milog goes to him as well. So in that case, maybe I can tell you it's on the husband. But this case over here, like we said, the nechsim milog, according to Bet Hillel, you don't even split it. Bet Hillel said it goes all to the father's side, which is her side. It stays by her. That's what we said, the hazakah. Hazakah, nechsim milog goes by her. So therefore, you could argue that maybe the obligation is on the father's side. That's the two sides. Do you say it goes after who's getting the ketubah? Or maybe you could say this case is a little different because he's not getting everything. He's only getting the ketubah, but he's not getting because he's keeping everything in its status. So the status of the ketubah goes to the father's side, to her side. It remains by her. So that's the specific of the who's paying for the thing. Look at that she. Mi kobra. Mishum diyesh la shnei yorshin. Right, technically there's two inheritors over here because she's a shumerit yabam. So you have the yavam side, that's the husband's side, and you have the father's side. So therefore, since there's two yorshin over here, who's the obligation? Our next lashi, yorshi abba al kavla de kayar teke tubata vetanya beperek nara shnei peteta kivurata tahat ketubata. And it was since they're getting the ketubah, so therefore they get they have the obligations. Or do you say no? That since the father's son is getting nixim, look like the Mishnah, it's on them. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Amram Tashema Netanya Mefirush Beraita Shomer Et Yavam Shemeta." Oh, exactly the case. Yorsheha, her heirs, inheritors, Yorshe ketubata, the ones that inherit the ketubah, Hayavim Bikmurata Rashi. Otam yurshim shiyurshim ketubata hayavim bekmurata. And since the husband's really yoresh the ketubah, the husband's side, because again, let's just figure out how it works. There were certain monies that are designated to pay the ketubah. Now that once the husband dies, so that goes to the heirs of the husband. So they really got that money for the ketubah. So therefore, the obligation is for them to bury. Braita answers it beferush. Amar Abaye, af anan nametanina. So it's actually to Bifurush Mishnah. We learned this in the Mishnah later on as well. Why? What does it say in the Mishnah? Almana nizonet minikse yetomim umarase yadea shelahin. Okay, you have an almana, husband passed away. So she gets nizonet, she gets sustenance from the nikse yetomim. The orphans, they get yirusha. Right? So she gets fed by the estate of the yetomim. That's part of the ketubah. That's a condition of the ketubah that the estate has to feed the almana, like we said, until she gets married and so on and so forth. Umasiyah de ashilahin, but the estate gets her maasiyah daim. Her work goes to the estate of the yetomim. Ve'en hayavim bikburata. Oh, but the yetomim are not obligated to pay the kibura expenses if she dies. Yorsheah yorsheh ketubata hayavim bekburata, but her heirs, her inheritors, are obligated to pay for the kibura. Now, obviously, we're talking about a lady here that has two sets of inheritors, because normally she had the yetomim. Normally, aren't the yetomim the inheritors? Which means if she dies, the inheritors get the ketubah. The yetomim. So the kara, the rule is they're getting the ketubah. They have to do the burial. Here it says no. The yetomim, they don't have to pay for kibura. Her inheritors that are going to inherit the ketubah, they pay for the kibbutah. So we have to give a case where she has two sets of inheritors. One set of inheritors are not getting the ketubah. The other set is. So what's the case? What's the case where you have almana that has two yorshin? So it must be she's a case of shomeret yabam. She has two sets of yorshin. The yavam is one yoresh, one set, that's the husband's side, and her side. So that's exactly this case, which means in this case over here, she's an almana. So she has two sets of yorshin. So therefore, which yorshin are obligated to pay for the kibura? The yorshin that are going to get the ketubah. I understand it cannot be literally a case of yibum over here, because she has yetumim, because she has kids. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that that's the case. It's just saying from the wordage, the way it's worded, it's coming to teach you another case. It's coming to teach you a case of Yibum. But it cannot be specific to this case, because if there's Yitomim, she has children. So there's no Yibum. But the way it worded it is, these Yorshim don't pay, and those Yorshim do. So it's coming to add a case where a lady has two Yorshim. What's the case where a lady has two Yorshim? A case where a lady is a Shomeret Yabam, Shemeta. How does she have two Yorshim? Because certain things go to her father, that's the Nechse Midlog, and certain things go to the husband's side, that's the Ketubah. And what is it saying? The Yorshim that are Yoresh, the Ketubah, they're the ones that do the burial. Good, so you see a support from Mishnah to the deen that the Gemara said. Right? Amar Rava. So Rava says, wait, what do you mean? This is, you can't accept such a law like this. Why? Velema, let the Yavam say, because you're talking about Yavam, you got to pay for the Kibura. He can have a claim back and say like this. Ah ani yoresh, ishto en ani kover. He said, listen, I'm not burying, I'm not paying for the burial. You know why? I did not inherit the Ketubah from my wife. from this Shomeret Yavam, that you're telling me, well, you got her ketubah, so you pay for a burial. I wish you would ask my brother. But I got to do it on them. Which means the regular law of a Yibum is what? The Yavam is Yoresh, the one that's going to make the Yibum is Yoresh, the assets of the brother. So we're looking at it as if it came straight from the brother's account to him. It didn't, we're not looking at it as, because this is what the Yavam can say, it didn't go at the time of death to the wife, and then it's as if I have to pay the kiburah because in the event that she dies, I'm yoresh the ketubah from her, and when she eventually dies, I'm inheriting from her. No, I didn't inherit from her. It never came to her. It went straight from, which means they were married, the original guy.
You're nothing. You can buy
right, the original guy was married, right? So he has money, let's say, designated for the ketubah. Good. Now he dies. That money over there, nothing happened to that money. She doesn't get the ketubah yet because she really still has to make a yibum. So the money didn't go to her yet. When she died, he says, well, I got it straight from my brother's account. Came to me.
Right.
The only law of paying for the kivurah is since the lady gives the ketubah to her husband when she dies, so therefore, that's an advantage. You gave me the ketubah, I get that advantage, I'll bury you. Mashiach, he could come along and say, you didn't give me nothing. I got the ketubah from the directly from the brother. It never passed through her. That you're saying that when she dies, he's now being Yoresh Har. It doesn't work that way. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, fourth line. Ah, ani Yoresh. Ketubah zu she'ani Yoresh. En kan. Midinyunat abi yaklum. Ela matai v'tosefet shekatav la'achi. Ven ani Yoresh ota ela'achi. Exactly, which means the brother. Well, actually, his father, or her father, actually, they wrote in the ketubah all these items that they're going to pay and all that, and the dunyas or whatever comes into the marriage. But all that is by my brother. That's in the account over there.
Yeah.
That if, what? If let's say, let's speak it out regular. Let's say the brother was married, the original guy, and they got divorced. Well, he has to pay ketubah. And that's why, since he has to pay ketubah, and if she would die when he was alive, he would be yoresh the ketubah. There's no question. You pay. I'm getting the ketubah from the wife. I got to pay kibbutah. Now I got to pay kibbutah. But in this case over here, we wanted to say, well, who's getting the ketubah over here? Ketubah is going to the yavam. Yavam. So you got to pay for the for the burial. How's he getting the ketubah? We understood that it works once the husband, original husband, dies.
Yeah.
So now it's like the lady already got paid. Like she got paid. She didn't get paid yet, but it's like we're going to say she got this money.
Okay.
Once she gets this money, but she can't do anything with the money because she's obligated to make a yibum. So therefore, once she makes yibum, it's as if she's transferring it to her yavam now, and therefore he's getting an advantage. What's the advantage that he's getting? He's getting ketubah in the event that she does, but it's coming through her. It's coming through her, so therefore, pay the ketubah. He's coming along and saying, I didn't go through you. You never had your hands on the ketubah. I'm a regular case of a yavam. I'm yoresh my brother. My brother gave me the money straight. So therefore, I'm not obligated to bury you. That's the claim that we're assuming that he has. So Abaye comes along and says, Mishum deba'in alav mishne stadim. Abaye comes along and says, fine, the guy wants to make such a claim, let him make such a claim, but we're going to trap him mimma nafshach. How are we going to trap him? We're going to tell him like this. Im ahiv yoresh yikbor et ishto. Okay, good. You want to say that you're like the like your brother? You want to say I'm inheriting my brother and therefore it came straight? So you're instead of your brother, you're taking the place of your brother.
Yeah.
So therefore I will tell him, good, so fulfill your brother's obligation. Just like your brother had to be kovir. Be kovir. This guy's trying to get away from his obligations, right? He says, listen, I got the money straight from the brother, I'll go direct. Okay, very good. So be like your brother. Your brother had to bury, so you have to bury also. Now she says, yikvor et ishto kemo sheyahu kovra, im meta b'chayav v'afilu lo k'nisa lo klum. Exactly, which means, by the brother, even if she didn't bring in anything into the marriage. Let's say the ketubah was blank. She didn't bring any somebody. She brought nothing into the marriage. What's the law? The husband has obligation to
bury her.
So therefore, you want to be like the brother? Therefore, pay. Even though she doesn't give you anything, the halakha says husband has to bury his wife. So that's that side. Now, what's the other side? Now, im eno kovid itishto, but you're coming along and saying, hey, listen, I'm not. I don't want to bury. Okay, you don't want to bury. Yitin ketubata. Then already you should pay the ketubah. Why? Yitin ketubata shakivura ba'a tachtea. Because the kivurah. Right, because the kivurah comes instead of the ketubah, which means if you're claiming along and you want to say you don't want to bury, or you don't want to bury, but you want to keep the ketubah? Can't do both. So you don't want to bury, so then give back the pay the ketubah. So Rava comes along to Abaye and says, no. This is what I meant to say. Hachir ka'amina. He could say like this, ah ani yoresh. Listen, again, I inherited the brother. It is stored in any kovir. And I'm not paying for the kibura. The imishum kituba. Oh, now you're going to tell me, okay, you don't want to pay for the funeral, then you got to pay for the kituba, because that's the trade-off, mm-hmm. Right? You get the ketubah to pay for the burial. You don't want to pay for the burial, so therefore you got to pay the ketubah. Lo nitna ketubah ligbot mehayim. He'll come along and say, what do you mean? There's no the ketubah was not established to pay mehayim when the husband is still alive. What does he mean by that? Look at Rashi. Ligbot mehayim. Kozman sheba'al hay, which is as long as the original husband, let's say, was alive. Which means this ketubah over here, when does the ketubah kick in? Let's analyze that. Ketubah, we always understood, kicks in at the time of death of the husband, let's say. So now right is the chiyuv of ketubah. Okay, so then you have a whole discussion the ketubah is supposed to be paid, let's mechanically speak it out. So if it's like the wife already, there's something coming to the wife. So therefore, when she dies, that money is coming from the wife to the yavam, let's say, or to the husband, and there was yoresh ketubah. That's normally how it works. In this case over here, but it never came to the wife. He can come along and say, listen, she was married, right? Her husband died. But wait. Nothing takes place yet because I'm in place of the husband. The Avams, I take that place of the husband, so it's considered as if the husband's still alive through him. Because she's not free. She's not free to go get married to anybody else. Now she has to marry the Avam. So therefore he can come along and say, I don't have to pay the ketubah, because the ketubah qayyuv never kicked in. Because in ketubah mehayim. Man shamat le di'it le midrash ketubah bet shamay. Well, once already you're going with this claim that you're saying that the ketubah is not mehayim, it's because you're reading into the language of the ketubah. That's called midrash ketubah. What's the language of the ketubah? That she says, it says in the ketubah, lech shetinasi le'acher titli ma sheketuv lechi. It says in the ketubah, when you get married to somebody else, you will receive what I committed to you, which is the ketubah. Now, ve'o'il v'niset al pi atzma sheba v'amra met bali af ketubata guva al pi atzma, which is normally when a lady, the husband dies, she can get married to somebody else. She says, listen, I can get married to somebody else. I want my ketubah payment. So Bet Shammai reads into that statement that what? But she cannot get married to somebody else. Meaning, in this case over here you have a yibum. So she cannot get married to somebody else. So Bet Shammai is doresh that in the language of the ketubah. Good. So obviously, Rabbi, you're subscribing to Bet Shammai's logic that he reads that into the ketubah, that the ketubah cannot be paid technically, or it's not hers technically, until she's able to marry somebody else. But once you're subscribing to Bet Shammai, you have a problem. Why? Because Bet Shammai has another shita. V'shamayinan lehune Bet Shammai de'am le'shtar ha'omed le'gabot ke'gabui damer. Once already you're committing to Bet Shammai, you're stuck because Bet Shammai holds like another shita. Bet Shammai says any shtar that's standing to be paid, we look at it as if it's paid. And therefore this ketubah, you're right, it's mehayim and all that. But bottom line, it's omed legabot. It's omed, the ladies omed to take payment. We look at it as if it's paid. I'll show you an example. The Gemara will show us an example. So once already it's as if it's paid, so therefore he lost his claims again. Which means, bottom line, even though it's mehayim and all that, the bottom line, any shtar that's destined to be paid, it's as if it's by her. And therefore, by her, so she was tarketubah. When she dies, she's giving it to the Baal, and therefore the Baal should have to pay for kibura. Which means once already you're going with this logic of Midrash Ketubah. What is Midrash Ketubah? You're reading into the Ketubah and you're saying his claim is what? That no, I didn't get it from her, I got it from the husband. Who are you basing that on? I'm basing on the way Bet Shammai reads into a Ketubah. Oh good, so you have to go with Bet Shammai. Once you go with Bet Shammai, you're stuck. Because Bet Shammai also Shtara Omid Gavot Ki Gavui Deme. And therefore, really, the Ketubah is by her. Then when she dies, as if she is giving the Ketubah to husband. Oh, giving the Ketubah to husband. Kemurah Tachat Ketubah. So the Gemara says, where do you see Bet Shammai holds this? Gemara says, Ditnan. Metu Ba'alehen Ad Shelo Shatu. You have a letter to Sotah. She has to go to the Beit HaMikdash, she has to drink the waters. Mm-hmm. Let's say her husband dies before she drank. Metu ba'alein ad shelo shatu. Bet Shammai omrim notlot ketubah velo shotot. Bet Shammai says, okay, she gets ketubah and she doesn't have to drink. Bet Hillel omrim o shotot o lo notot ketubah. Bet Hillel says, listen, either she drinks or she doesn't get the ketubah. So the Gemara says a side point. Oshotot? What do you mean? What's the option that you can say she drinks? Ve'viya ish et tishtoy lakwen amar achmana veneka. The Torah says the husband brings the wife to the Beit HaMikdash to drink. There's no husband over there. I can bet they didn't say that she can drink. So the Gemara says, Ela mitok shelo shotot, since she doesn't drink, lo notlot ketubah. That's Beit HaMikdash Shita. We understand Beit HaMikdash Shita. Because ha-motzi b'chaviru ala varaya. You're telling me over here she can't drink. So we don't know if she's guilty or not. So therefore she cannot collect the ketubah. Because the husband, the side could always say, maybe you committed znut. If you committed znut, you lost your ketubah. Mm-hmm. Well, prove it to me that you committed znut. Well, you can't drink. So therefore, since she can't drink, and she cannot prove one side or the other, she cannot take the ketubah out. That's Bet Hillel Shita. But let's analyze Bet Shammai Shita. Bet Shammai omrim, notlot ketubah velo shotot. Ve'amai sefekau safek zanai safek lo zanai ve'ka'ate safek umotzi mide vaday, which is according to Bet Shammai, how can she get ketubah? She's a safek. We don't know if she committed znut or not. If she committed znut, she loses the ketubah. If she didn't commit znut, she gets the ketubah. And what does Bet Shammai say? She doesn't drink and give her a ketubah. How could you give her a ketubah misafek? What happened to the law of amotzi b'chaviru ala varaya? So Bet Shammai says, "Kasavri Bet Shammai shtar ha'omed legabot kegabui dame," which means any shtar that's omed to be paid, it's as if it's paid. And therefore we look at the ketubah as if it is by her. And therefore she's not being motzi mechavero. The shtar is already, the ketubah is by her. And therefore you have a safek now if she did it or not, pay the ketubah. She's holding it already, so to speak. Why? Because any shtar that's omed to be paid is considered if it's paid. So that's Abaye's claim over here. If you're holding like Bet Shammai, anyway, so then already Bet Shammai says that what? That the ketubah over here is really by the lady. Why is it ketubah by the lady? Because shtar omed legavot kegabui dame. Then when she dies, the yavam is yoresh. Yavam is yoresh, and then already it becomes the din of talat kevurah, that he would have to bury her. So the Gemara says, but wait. Ve'habainan kishetenasi la'acher tetli mash ketuv lechi veleka. The Gemara says, okay, but hold it. You still got the ketubah's language. The ketubah says that you're only getting the ketubah when you be permissible to go marry somebody else. And really she's not permissible to marry somebody else because she's really bound by the Yavam. So Amar Rav Ashi, Yavam name ka'acher dame. So you have to say that the Yavam is also considered the Acher, which like Acher, which means the fact that she cannot go marry a Yavam, that's fulfilling the words of the Ketubah, when you'll be permissible to get married to somebody else. Who's that somebody else? The Yavam, which is that she can get married. Before, when she was married to the husband, she cannot marry the Yavam. So it's the husband's brother. Now she can marry the Yavam. So therefore the Ketubah's language is also fulfilled. And therefore we have a conclusion according to this Gemara. The Ketubah is paid by the Yavam. And the reason why it's paid by the Yavam is because he's getting the Kimura. I'm sorry. The Kimura is paid by the Yavam because he's getting the Ketubah. And the reason why he's getting the ketubah is, if you're going to go like Bet Shammai, that really the ketubah already is by the lady, so to speak, because kola omed de gavot ke gavui dameh. Therefore, when the original husband died, already she was by holding by the ketubah already, and therefore when she dies, she's transferring it now to the Yavam. So therefore, since she's getting the benefit of Ketubah from her, he is obligated to bury her. Comes the Gemara and continues and says, Shalach le Rava le Abaye. Rava says to Abaye, Biyad Rav Shemaya bar Zerah. Umi natna Ketubah le Gbot mehayim. Which means, do we say, is there opinion that says that a Ketubah can be paid mehayim? Which means, when the husband is still alive, do you consider that the ketubah is, not that he pays the ketubah, obviously, he doesn't pay the ketubah when he's alive, but the point is that she has like, it's considered by her, it's like it's considered that she has it. Can you say a ketubah can be paid, mehayim, which is, does it considered hers? Well, let's see the question. Batanya, Rabbi Abba Omer, Sha'alti et sumchus. Okay, that's the case. He said, I asked sumchus, haroseh shiimkor, Benekseh Achiv. Okay, what's the case over here? The guy wants to sell his brother's assets. The guy's a Yavam. He inherited his brother's... Medibum. He inherited his brother's assets. Now he wants to sell them. Okay, so the Gemara says, Harotzil Shiyimkor Benekseh Achiv. So it says, Kesadu Oseh. What's this problem? They have a sharbut on it for the ketubah. Mm-hmm. And we learned that you really cannot sell the assets because the lady has a claim on all the assets. So it says, in kohenu, if he's a kohen, or if he's a kohen, so divorce is not an option by a kohen. Let him make his wife a se'udah and appease her. Which means, listen, I want to sell the properties and all that. And appease her, and she has to agree, and then it's okay. V'im Yisraelu, but if it's Yisrael and he wants to sell the properties, Migaresh beget, let him get divorced. Once he gets divorced, there's no liens on the properties anymore. Now he's able to sell the yahzir, and then he can marry her back. Look at Rashi on the bottom. The im Yisraelu, actually go start from the beginning. She imkor benichseh achiv. Start from there. Actually, you can start from the before that. Shalach le Rabba le Abaye. לאחר ששיבו על שאלתו ואמר ניתנה כתובה יבמה לגמות בחיים של יבם. Once already Abaye answered that the כתובה can be paid מחיים, really goes to her מחיים. ביד רב שמעיה, הוא היה שליח בתשובה זו, he was the שליח. ואומי ניתנה כתובת יבמה לגמות מחיים די יבם. Does it go from the Hayim? Which means, does he get it Mechayim? Which means, does it go to the lady, and then when she dies, it goes from her to the Yavam? Sheimkor benichseh achiv. Le'achas shekanat shivim togur. He got married to the Yavam. Ve'amrin le'elkon nechassav achari nechtubata. All the assets of the Yavam are frozen for the Ketubah. Im kohenu sheim yigarashinu liyukha lachazira. Well, we don't want to say divorce is not an option by Kohen, because once he divorces, he cannot take her back. Ya'aseh la'seuda yafa liftotah b'meshteh yayin, which means seduce her with the wine and all that, get her to agree. V'yifayes temerah sheitel l'reshutam kol ta'odef ad kedi ketubata. Just let her sell the leftovers besides the Ketubah. Put the Ketubah money on the side and you can go sell the assets. If you can pull that off, why not? V'im Yisraelu shemutah la'azir gerushato. Now, by Yisrael, already divorce is an option, because you can divorce and then take her back. So migarsha beget umigba et ketubata, pay the ketubah umocher ma sheyirtzeh. Then already all the assets are free. Sell whatever he wants. Umazira al menat ketubata harishona. Now we can take her back, and like we learned in the Mishnah, that he takes her back based on the original ketubah. Bo afilu ratzal azira miyad mocher kol zeman sheyirtzeh she'en me'akevet milimkol era yibama. Which means, the law is only a Yibama causes her husband not to be able to sell properties. Lefi she'ena Yavam kotev la ketubah, because the Yavam himself is not writing a ketubah from his own money. Ve'lo katav la dekanai udekanena. He doesn't make a kinyan that I'm giving you from my properties. Ve'en ketubata ela al rishon. Right? The ketubah only comes from the first husband. Umeshuma achi, That's the logic why she freezes all the assets, like we learned earlier, that because since she's nervous, she says, listen, this guy that I'm marrying is not committing any of his properties. I'm only relying on the properties of my husband. Therefore, we say, you know what? Freeze them. Dilma like, because we're concerned that what? Maybe the fields are going to get all ruined. Now, so it doesn't matter. Even if they get ruined by a regular case, well, let's say a guy's married to a wife, if all the fields get ruined by the husband, she can go to the liquor, she can go to the purchases. So why don't you say the same thing by the Yevama? Let her go to the ones that he sold the fields to. Because Makom Amra, any rotzal etruach lebetin. She can say, listen, I don't want to be matiach to betin now. I have to go start going to collections and take the property. Aval, katav la ketuba keshemazira vekatav la dekanau dekanena lo matze me'akeba. Okay, and so let's just review it as the point is over here. She just said by Israel, very simple. He wants to sell properties. How does he sell properties? Simple, divorce her. Once he divorces her, pay ketubah. Now she's paid up. They're all freed up now. Sell whatever you want. And now remarry her. When you remarry her, so already you get the original ketubah. But there's a mitzvah to remarry her. But the point is, we're not looking for that mitzvah. We're looking now, give me an angle how he will be able to free his assets up to sell them. So he's saying, free him up by getting divorced. He pays the ketubah. Now there's no lien on any properties anymore. Sell whatever you want. Now when he takes her back, so already, it's based on the original ketubah that he wrote. He doesn't have to write a new ketubah, but it doesn't matter. Whatever you have here now. Let's just say better. That she's giving us over here basically the two options how this is going to work. What is he trying to accomplish again? He's trying to accomplish unfreeze the properties to sell them. But he can't do that because he's married to the Yibama. And the law is that once he's married to the Yibama, every asset that he inherited from his brother is frozen for the ketubah. So the Gemara says, get a divorce. If she's Yisrael, get a divorce. And remarry her. What are you going to benefit by this? At the time of the divorce, everything's freed up. He paid her a ketubah. Let's say he paid her a ketubah. And then already all these assets over here is able to now sell. And they could remarry her. Again, if he didn't pay the ketubah, it's better. Because if he didn't pay the ketubah, so he owes her the ketubah, let's say. He sells all the assets. When he gets married again, he says, okay, I'm reinstating my original ketubah. Or he could just write her up a new ketubah. And once he gets married again, now he's married to as a wife. It's not a yibama anymore. And then all the assets anyway you can sell. Because when it comes to a regular marriage, you're allowed to sell the assets and she'll just take it from the kohot. Okay, so that's the option. So anyway, the Gemara says like this. V'i, get to the point now. V'i sakadatan. If you're going to say what? Natna ketubah l'gmot mechayim. If you're going to say that what? Ketubah can't be collected. Mehayim from when the husband's alive, niyahed la shiur ketubah, he should be able to designate for her a shiur for the ketubah, vashear lesbin, and the rest he should be able to sell. Amech, the Gemara says, you're asking this question from this braita that's telling me that's mashma, what, that there's no ketubah mechayim, v'lutpe mimatnitin. What did you have to quote from the question from the braita? You could ask the same question from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said the exact same case. Lo yomar decha, sorry, lo yomar la, a person should not tell the yevama, hare ketubatech munachat tich al shulchan, your ketubah is on the table, elakul nekasav achorayin nechtubata. All the money is frozen for the ketubah, which is how come you didn't ask from the Mishnah? You could have said from the fact that the Mishnah is telling you can't designate money, that must mean that the ketubah is not mehayim. Yes. You could prove it from there. So he must know. No question from our Mishnah. Hatam etzat tova kamashmalan. The Gemara, the Mishnah is not telling you have to do that. The Gemara, the Mishnah over there is just giving you good advice. Now, what exactly is the good advice? We'll see now. It's not too bad. She says, "Shema yovdua mitan tadiv nimsed belok ketubah v'slich lechtuv ketubah achayded." We're just worried that you might put that $1,000 on the table. The money might get lost. The money might get lost, and you're going to have to write another ketubah to pay her more money. So they're just giving you good advice. The ido temahagi is I'll prove you the Mishnah is only giving you good advice. Because the ido temahagi sefa diktani, the sefa was about a regular marriage. V'chein lo yomar adam neshto hare ketubatik munat nicha l'shulchan. Ela kol nekan sefarin ketubat eshto. I ba'el l'nizbune hakanami do lo matze mizmin. What are you talking about? Oh, a guy cannot go to his wife and say, I want to put $1,000 on the table for your ketubah and sell the other properties? Of course he can. So why is the Mishnah saying he can't put $1,000 on the table and all his properties are frozen? That's not so. Ela, you have to say, Aitzat Torah Kamashmalan. Ela, the Mishnah in the Sefa, my regular husband, he was giving you good advice. What? Don't put the money on the table. Why don't put the money on the table? Because you might lose it. So therefore, just like the sefa by a regular marriage was etzah tova, the resha was also etzah tova. Hachanami etzah tova kamashmalan. Ela Rabbi Abba kasha. But from Rabbi Abba, you see it's not etzah tova, because the bride says we're going to get divorced. They're not telling you don't put money on the table. They're telling you the only way to free up the assets is what? By getting a divorce. And therefore, you see what? That obviously there's no ketubah mechayim. So Gemara says, Rabbi Abba namer la kasha, mishum eva. Even Rabbi Abba is also etza tova kamashbalan. Why? Why are they telling you to get divorced? Because they're trying to give you the better advice. Of course you can put the money on the table. Of course you can put the money. Really, ketubah is mechayim. And really what? You could put the money on the table and say, here's your ketubah. But you know what Rabbi Abba is telling you? Don't do that, because when you put the money on the table, it's going to cause eva, it's going to cause mahlok between the husband and the wife. Why is it going to cause strife between them? So look at Rashi. Hamiyaqed le'ishto o kargo metadin noten evat olam b'nehem. It's going to be eternal eva. Desavra enav noten begirushin. Because he's coming along and saying, oh, listen, the guy wants to divorce me. He's so eager to divorce me. Already he's putting his stuff on the side. However, aval zesh migaresh, I'm not yazir, but this case over here, he's telling you from the beginning, listen, I'm going to divorce you. I'm not to marry you back. I just want to free up properties, so she understands what's going on. So therefore, she's not going to resent it. So really, Rabbi Abba is telling, listen, if you want to put the money on the table, you can do that also, by the way. We're just telling you it's not a good idea to do that, because now she understands it as what? That you're so eager to get rid of me, you're putting the money on the table that you want to get out. So therefore, that's going to cause eva. But she'enken, when he tells her, listen, I just got to free up these properties over here, so let me get divorced. I'll marry you right back. She knows what's going on. So therefore, Gemara basically answers over here to the question, is there ketubah mechayim? Yes, there is ketubah mechayim, which means that what? That once the Yavam marries this lady over here, technically the chayuv of ketubah is there. And really, technically, if he wants to put the money there, he can. How come Rabbi Abbas says don't? Because we're worried about an eva factor. But if you put the money on the table, the money would be miyached, because already it's really a hustle in the beginning. Comes the Gemara and continues. Hahu gabra denafla le yibama bepumpedita. Okay, there was a guy. What happened? Nafla le yibama. Yibama fell to him in pumpedita. Ba'e ahu le mifsela la begita mine. So this is what happened over here. The law is the guy that makes the yibum gets all the inheritance, like we learned, right? So there was another brother there. He doesn't want his brother making Yibum and getting all the inheritance. So what does he got? He wants to sabotage the inheritance. So what does he do? He wanted to give the Yivama a get. Now what happens? We learned the Masechet Yibum. If one of the brothers gives a get, now the older brother cannot even make Yibum. Yep. What's going to end up happening now? They split the Yerusha. So again, get the case. A guy is making Yibum. He's about to make Yibum. Now the other brother says, well, if this guy makes the Yibum, I lose all the Yerusha.
Yeah.
There was three brothers, right? One brother died. So you got two guys left. The guy that makes Yibum is getting all the inheritance. So therefore the other guy comes along and says, hey, listen, I'm not going to let this guy get all the inheritance. I'll go give her a get. Once I give her a get, she's forbidden to my older brother. Now already we split the assets. So what happened? Abadle. So he came to the rabbi. So the older brother tells him, listen, what do you want to do this for? He didn't give the get yet. He said, what are you doing? You're trying to give the get because you want to get nechasim? Ana b'nechse palgin analach. He said, listen, I'll make a deal with you. I'll split them with you anyway, so you're not going to lose out. Which means you'll get half the assets. Amar of Yosef, kevan de amur rabbanan, lo lizbin, afalgab de zabin lo avazbina azbine. Which means once the rabbi said, we learned in our Mishnah, that what? That a shomeret yavam. Correct? What was the deen? Oh, I'm sorry. That the brother is not allowed to sell the properties, which means, then we learned till now that there's a freeze on the properties, which means when the Yavam marries the Yavama, all those properties that he inherits are frozen, he cannot sell it. So therefore the assumption is like this, just like you're saying he cannot sell it, we're going to go a step further. And if he sells it, the sale is not a sale, which means he has no rights to sell it. Exactly. So therefore, and when we're saying that, that's even when it's by him, yes. Which is that's when he got married already, and then by him, still you're telling me he can't sell it. Kol Shekin, in this case over here, we didn't even get married yet, which means the Yavam, he's just a potential Yavam. He cannot come along and say, you know, I'll give you half. You have no rights to sell her stuff. just like if he was married to her. The items are frozen, sure, and the sale is not a sale. So basically what he's saying is that deal that he made with the brother. And he tells the brother, listen, I'll give you half. That doesn't give him anything. Let him make you boom. Keep the whole thing. Which is that stipulation that he made, he had no right to stipulate. Exactly. Just like he cannot sell her property, he cannot give her property away. This property really belongs to the deceased who died, correct? And all that money is mortgaged for her. Ketubah. Yes. So just like if he was married, he cannot sell it. And if he sold it, the sale is not a sale. We're taking a step further. The sale is not a sale. So to over here, when the guy is telling his brother, listen, you worried about losing? Don't worry. I'll give you here. He doesn't have right to give it. It's like selling it. He doesn't have no right to sell it. So therefore, that was Rabbi Yosef's thing. So comes again, Amar Rabbi Yosef, reading again. Which is, since the rabbi said he cannot sell, even though he sold, the sale is not going to be a sale. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Shomeret Yavam. Ela Yavam Lashay Limkor. Like we said, he cannot sell. Even the Kamam Bishmatim Mishemet Veniach Shomeret Yavam. Afagav the Zabin. Uma she'asa ze shit. Na'imod lachlok vekanu miyado. Hareu kemocher. That stipulation is like he's selling it. I'll give you half, and therefore it's not a stipulation. Therefore it's nothing. So comes the Gemara and says, V'tanya, how do we know that? We're in the Braita. Mi shemet veniach shomeret yavam veniach nechassim b'me'a mane afat pish ketubata ena ela mane. Which is, he left 100 money. The ketubah is only 1 money. Lo yimkor. He cannot sell. Why? Because all the properties are designated for the ketubah. Amar Abaye. So Abaye comes and says, what are you talking about? V'chol hecha de'amud abanan lo lizbin. Afagav de'zbin lo avezbine. Your rule that says that you're not allowed to sell. Good. But does that mean if you sold, it's not a sale? You're going to tell me every time the rabbis told you you can't sell something, that means the sale is null and void? That's not so. V'atenan, our Mishnah we learned earlier, bet shemay omnim tibkor, or bet elel omnim not tibkor, elu ve'elu modim, shimachra v'natna, kayam. Didn't we learn in the case where a person's engaged, right? So we had a machloket, if a person's engaged, if she's allowed to sell money that comes to her at that point. So Bet Shammai says, she can sell. Bet Hillel says, she can't. But everybody agrees, B'di'avad, even Bet Hillel says, even though she can't sell, but if she sold, it's sold. Yeah. So then Rabbi Yosef, why are you coming with a blanket statement? Listen, once the rabbis told you that the Avam cannot sell, the sale is void. Who told you? Maybe the sale is valid. So Gemara says, Shalhu lekamed Reb Hanina bar Papeh. They sent us in front of Reb Hanina bar Papeh. Shalcha ked Rabbi Yosef. So they he sent back regarding this question, exactly like Rabbi Yosef said, that what? Since the sale is void, and therefore it's no good, therefore that condition that he gave the brother half the Yerusha is nothing. So Amar Rabbeye, Atu Rav Hanina bar Pepe kipe talala. He says what? Rav Hanina bar Pepe kipe talala. What's exactly those words? So that she says, which means you sent to the rabbi, right? To the Hanaba Papa. He says exactly on Rabbi Yosef. Well, you didn't say any better. What did you put any adornment on Rabbi Yosef's words? We didn't understand what Rabbi Yosef said. So we came and asked you the question. You come along and say, exactly, Rabbi Yosef. Did you adorn it? Did you put kippah on it? If you explain his words, but we had a question with his words, yes. And you come along and echo exactly Rabbi Yosef with kippah talala. You didn't enhance his statement. Shalcha lekamed Rabbi Yomi b'din Rabbi Nechomi. So he said the same question to Rabbi Nechomi. Shalcha kid Abaye. He answered like Abaye. Abaye had a question. Abaye came along and said what? Who told you that the sale is not a sale? Mm. Maybe the sale is a sale. He asked the question. He sent the question when they told him the law, and they told him Rabbi Yosef's deen. He came along and said, no, Rabbi is right. Who told you just because you can't sell it that the sale necessarily is not a sale? Like Abaye's question on Rabbi Yosef. But he said like this, V'amar bar Rabbi Yosef ta'ama harina shalhudi. But if you can tell me another reason for Rabbi Yosef, besides the reason he gave, I'll accept it. Which means, Rabbi Yosef's reason that he said the sale's not a sale, I can accept it, because I mean, that's a good question. But if you can give me another logic, why, you know, he shouldn't be able to give half the Yerusha away, I got no problem, I can accept it. So it says, Nafak Rabbi Yosef, Dak Vashkach. So Rabbi Yosef went out, and he said, you know what, I'll search another reason. And he found another reason why he was right. The Tanya, he found the Braita. What does it say, the Braita? The Tanya, Re Shaya Noshe Be'achiv. Okay, let's say a guy, he had a claim against his brother. Tells him, your brother, he goes to his brother, you owe me money. No shit, his brother has a claim against one brother, owes the other brother. Umit. Oh. Which means the guy that owes the money dies. The one that's
the claimant owes the money.
Noshe ba'achiv. Noshe means he's claiming against his brother. Umet. So again, the one that's claiming the money dies. Okay. So read again. Hare shaya noshe ba'achiv. He was claiming against him. Vamet. Now v'niyah shomer tevam. Now what? He left the shomer tevam. His wife now forced to yibum. Lo yomar. The guy now, the brother, cannot say. Hu'il v'she'ani yoresh he'hezakti. Said, listen, I don't got to pay back now. Which means bottom line, I'm yoresh all his assets. And therefore, he's paid up already. He cannot say that. Because he owes his brother the money. His brother died. Now he forced the yibum. Shomer tevam comes and says, what's the law of yibum? The yavam is yoresh all the nechasim. So he says, I'm a mahzik. And therefore I don't have to pay back. Ela mutziin miyabam. No, we make him pay. What do you do with the money? But v'yikach b'hem karka, buy fields. V'ocher perot, and he can eat perot. Okay, look at Rashi. Hu'il v'ani yoresh. Look at Rashi's language. She'achnis et tishti v'eskim nechasim. Once I marry this lady, this yavama, I get all the money. He'azakti b'chov zeh. I'm the debt becomes mine. Ve'lo ashalimenu. Oh, I'm not going to pay it anymore. He wants to know, you can't do that. So therefore, what do you see from this braita? Right. Which means in this case over here, where already he was technically yoresh the money, and we're saying not. Right, which means the loan here is by the guy, and still we're saying what?
Take it from him.
We remove the loan from him. You got to take the money and go buy a piece of karka. Yeah, because she can't. In this case, over was not by him yet.
I don't even own it.
Because he's coming along and saying, "I'm going to give you half the
property."
Well, that case that we're talking about,
half the estate.
I'll give you half the estate. Now let's read that again. The Gemara says like this: these ma'ot, the yavam was not tofes them yet from the nechse amit, right? Which means he owed him this money. So who's he?
The money is by the
malveh. Okay? He still has to pay. Which is, even though now it fell to him, that's the point. It fell to him this money. That's the key. It fell to him. And still, what are we saying? No good. You gotta extract it, buy karka, and you can only eat perot. Which means we're not going to say them that is loan. Once already he's saying that, so in this case where Rabbi Yosef was talking, Rabbi Yosef's case was what? Where nothing happened yet. The brother wanted to sabotage it by giving a get. So he comes along the other Yavam and tells his brother, listen, we'll go half. So Rabbi Yosef wanted to say it's nothing what he said. Well, in that case, it's not even by him. Which is even stuff that was by him, we take away. So stuff over here that's not by you yet, certainly not going to be able to give away. That's the Rabbi Yosef's new source from the Braita. If stuff that's by the Yavam, they extract, bring it back to the estate. Certainly, stuff that's in the estate already, he cannot come along and say, you know, I'm taking it, I'll give it to you, selling it to somebody else, the other brother. So the Gemara says, well, it's not so simple. Abaye rejects this logic. Why? Amale Abaye, Dilma de Tabale Avdu Le. Which means, maybe the Chachamim, they did Triyabam what's good for him. Which means, maybe. Really, you're not gonna take out this money. They're giving him good advice. Maybe they're just telling him, listen, you want good advice what to do with the money? Go buy karka and baby tiperot. Which is, you're right, you want to keep the money. You keep the money, but maybe it was just etzatova they're giving him. Who told you that he cannot keep this money? Maybe when the braita said, go buy karka and eat perot, maybe they're just giving him good business advice. Listen.
Yeah.
You got. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, "Amar le." That's the Gemara's question. Amar le. Tana tanim mutsiin. The Mishnah says we take the money out of them. Ve'at amad de tabal de adun. They're giving him good advice. He can't explain like that. So the Gemara says, "Hadu shalchu kamed Rabbi Yuni bered of Nechumi." They sent again the question of Nechumi, and they brought this brayta that Rabbi Yosef brought. Amar lehu hachi amar of Yosef and Yuni amar of Nachman zu enam Mishnah. He came along and said, "Don't even bring this brayta. This brayta is not even legitimate. This whole source that he's bringing, forget about that. The comparison is not a good comparison. That forget about." That you could bring this brayta, but the brayta itself is not valid. We don't have this brayta in the roster of legitimate braytot. Which is, they went to Rav Nechumi. They told him, "Listen, Rav Yosef has a good logic." What did Rav Nechumi say originally? If he could bring me another source, I'll go with it. So they came back to Rav Nechumi. You know what? He's got a brayta that says, "Well, if the guy's a machazik, they take it out of his kushkin in this case." So that's the brayta he quoted. That brayta is mishubeshet. So the Gemara says, "My tama." Well, why is it? Why does he know it's erroneous? Why does he know it's mishum beshet? Very simple. Because we have a rule that what we learn that things that are metalte movables are not mishubad to the ketubah. So therefore, what do you tell me over here that the guy has to take these monies that he inherited and buy karka? It's money. What did he inherit from his brother? He inherited metaltelin. So you tell me, take the metaltelin, buy a field, and eat perot. That's assuming what? Why does he have to do that? Because you're assuming that on all this money that he inherited, there's shi'bud. Who told you? We don't put a shi'bud on metaltelin for the ketubah. So that's why it's a shibush. So the Gemara is not so. That's not so. We have a shita Rabbi Meir that says the metaltelin are mishumat for the ketubah. So the Gemara says, ve'ela mishum da'amar la. So the logic is like this. Because he can come along and say, the Yavam can tell the Yavama, at la ba'alat devarim didi at. Which means he can come along and say, you're not my claimant.
Yeah.
Which means, I'm not obligated to you the money. I didn't borrow money from you over there.
Yeah.
I borrowed money from the deceased of the brother. And therefore,
I don't owe you anything.
I don't owe you any money over that you're going to have claims over. And if you want to now inherit this money and take this money, what's your claim? Which means her claim, we thought until now was what? Well, when he dies over there. So therefore, technically, she has claims on that money because she's owed a ketubah.
Yeah.
So therefore, there's a lien on that money over there, technically. So there's a lien on that money over there. So she's going to come on. So we said, what? Let him sell the field. Let him sell that item. Put a lien on the ketubah with karka and let him eat perot. Mm. So now he says, that's a shibush, that blaita. What are you talking about over here? As if she has a claim on that money. So we thought the shibut was well, because she can't have a claim on money because there's no shibut for ketubah. No, there is a shibut, let's say. But she still has no claim. Because the guy can come along and say, I didn't borrow the money from you. I borrowed the money from the brother. And therefore, from where do you want to come now and put a lien on my ketubah, on your ketubah? On this way, Eugene's. The money was not owed to you, as if you're coming along and saying, I owe you the money, if you want to put a freeze on it, I didn't make the loan to you. The way he says it over here is, I don't owe you the money. She didn't inherit her husband.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's why it's a shibush. So the Gemara says, no, that cannot be either. Why? Dilma Rabbi Natani. Famous Shabud of Rabbi Natan. What's Shabud of Rabbi Natan?
A to C.
A owes B. B owes C. So you come along and say,
general.
Let A and C settle with each other. That's the Shabud of Rabbi Natan. We have three people. So how do you want to use that there? So the Gemara will say, Dilma Rabbi Natani. Maybe we could work with Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan, Minayin Lenoshe B'Chaviro Maneh. Right? He's claiming against his friend Maneh. B'Chaviro B'Chaviro. And B is claiming against C. Which means, how do you know that you take from
A
and you give to C? How do you know that's possible? Talmud Omar v'natan la'asher ashamno. Okay, so we have a special derasha over there that's talking about over here, a gazlan, right, that stole money. So we say he has to pay back. So the language is, it doesn't say v'natan la'asher hayavlo. The language is la'ashir ashamdo. Now the word asham, the mefarshim explain over here, is more like a word of like a principle. So they're trying to say over here that don't pay back to the one you owe, because if the one that you owe owes money to somebody else, so pay back the original principal to that guy. So therefore, you see what, that the debts are transferred. So the gazlan doesn't have to pay back the nigzal; he can pay back to who the nigzal owes. So that's the famous shi'bud of Rabbi Natan. Now, how does that work over there? Basically, the shemini yabam becomes the ba'al devarim. Because let's work it out. A to B, B to C, and therefore C to A, exactly transitive. Why does it work that way? Because
your brother owes the deceased.
The yavam owes the deceased. Okay, now the deceased owes the lady, because the deceased owes a ketubah. So therefore, she can come along and say, "Hey, it went to me now." And therefore, I'm putting a shemud on this property over there. If it's not a shibush, the guy cannot come along to the wife and say, "Who are you? I never lent any money to you. I'm doing whatever I want that money." You know, that's not
the original husband owed the lady.
Yes, that's what he said. That's right. The original brother owes the lady ketubah.
Correct.
Okay, good. And now what? This brother over here owes the deceased, right? So therefore, come along and say, just pay me. And therefore, she can put a claim on it, therefore sell it, put karka, and therefore, it's not a shibush. So what's the shibush over here? We can't figure it out. Why? When the they told him this bright, they said that's his bright shibush. What's the shibush? Meaning, there's two reasons why it's not a shibush. Either I'm working with Rabbi Meir, that says you can put a shibush on karka, and I'm working with Rabbi Natan. I'm a tafkalin, I'm working with Rabbi Natan. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela, you know what the ta'ut is? De lo ashkeha, lo ashkan tanad mahmid tre humre biketubah. Ela ik Rabbi Meir, ik Rabbi Natan. Which means like this. You never see in ketubah, which the whole ketubah is the Rabbanan, to start off with, that you're going to take two humrot on a ketubah. For this brighter to make sense, you have to take two humrot. You have to say, number one, the bimi'ir, there's a chob on the metaltani. There's a shabud on metaltani. And you have to take the binatan. That one, that you can transfer the debts, and therefore she's considered it's a stars. You can't combine both. Therefore, for the blighter to make sense, you have to combine two humrot, and by ketubah, you don't do that. Yeah. That's why the blighter is a shibush. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Imken, which is once you're telling me what, that this blighter is a shibush. Hainu de shaman al Abaye. Now I understand what Abaye said once. Why? What did Abaye say? De amar zu ena mishnah. We quoted him this braita, and when he heard the braita, he said, "No good." Velo yadana mai. We didn't know exactly why, but now that you're telling me, because you're basically using two humrot on a ketubah, now we understand why. So back to the original question. The original question was: they came to the pupedita. Guy came along. And he wanted to make a yibum on a lady. And by making the yibum, he's going to be yoresh all the nechassim. His brother didn't want that to happen. He wants a piece of the action, so he was going to sabotage by giving a get. And therefore, we're giving a get now. Nobody can make the yibum. The property is divided equally. So the brother that was going to make the yibum told his other guy, "Listen, don't worry about it. Let me make the yibum, and I'll give you half." So they came to Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef came along and said, "Nothing, no claim." So Rabbi Yosef tried to support why it's no claim. His first support was what? Because we know the rule. Since the Yavam cannot sell it, and if he sells it, the sale is invalid. So therefore, over here as well, it's like selling it by giving it to his brother. I'll give you half. That's like saying, and therefore it's invalid. The Gemara questioned that. The Gemara said, "What do you mean? Who said it's invalid?" I'll show you cases where the sale is not the chetayla, but b'di'avad, if you sell it, it's okay, right? So that was the question they asked against Rav Yosef, and they really couldn't solve it. But Rav Nechomi said, "Listen, if you can bring me another source for Rav Yosef, I have no problem to accept it." So the Gemara says, "Fine." He found the Braita. He found the Braita that clearly says that in the case of Yibum, where let's say one brother owed the other brother money, now he inherited him, so we say, "No, you got to take that money out. It's not considered to spade up. Got to put it in the karka for the lady's ketubah." Also, we wanted to say over there where it was by him already, and still why you extract it. So, of course, you're not going to give the brother rights to go give away half the estate to somebody else. So the Gemara said, Rav Nechumi heard that. He said, this is a shibush. We don't take us. For that bright, didn't make sense. Number one, you have to go like the Bimir that says there's shibush by Metat. You also have to subscribe to the Binatan that you can make this transitive item to make it the ladies' chob. And therefore, we're not going to say that part again. So technically, we conclude where Rav Yosef was unable to prove the his point, and therefore they could split it. The condition is a condition, which means after the fact, which now that he gave him the half the ketubah, but the estate. Really, since we have no proof, the sale should be a sale.